That's Svardim. Different type of Svardim. Okay, so we have the Gemara. We're going to start again from four lines to the bottom of Lamed Zayin Amid Beis. Frank the Gemara, Ula Rava Damar Lacha Yish, Ula Rabbi Sheini. According to Rava, it says that the Tanakama holds, it's talking about after Yish, and when they're redeemed to be an Eved, it's the second master that owns them. Rabbi Sheini, Iman Konigwai. So how does the second master, the one who redeemed them, get a kinyan in them? Mishavoi, from the captive, from the captor, Shavoi Gupe Mikonigwai. Did the guy who captured him really own him? How can you buy something from whom? Meaning the first owner gave up hope. The second owner is buying him from the guy. The guy doesn't own him. What are you buying? And for the Gemara, in. Yes. The second owner, the guy, has a kinyan Lamaisi Yadav. And we learned Rashi that the second yid buys him from the guy Lamaisi Yadayim. Rashi Shita is, puts him into the mikvah and gets a kinyan aguf in him. Right? We pointed out that this Eved doesn't need mikvah for mitzvahs. He already was mekabel mitzvahs. But this is a way of turning the Ma'is Yadayim into kinyan aguf. And therefore, he puts him into the mikvah and he acquires the kinyan aguf. That's Rashi Shita.
What was the problem originally?
How does the you buy an Eved to buy him from somebody who owns him? The owner is the first owner, and he was Miyayish. So nobody owns him anymore.
Right.
So how does he become the Eved of the second master?
How do you own anything that was offered you? Someone had something, he lost it.
Pick it up.
You pick it up.
Okay.
So here, again, to be an Eved Kanani, you can't just pick up a guy and make him an Eved Kanani.
He wasn't Eved Kanani.
Right, but the owner was Miyayish.
In a regular case, a person had an Eved and he would be Yayish on him. I don't want him anymore.
Right. So the halacha is the Eved is kind of himself for the monetary purposes. And nobody can pick him up. He picked himself up.
Picked himself up. And what mitzvahs does he have?
Well, that's a machloikas. I mentioned this yesterday. According to one man, the Amish becomes a total Jew. And according to the other man, the Amish still needs to get shichur.
Okay, so that's that. But what's the problem with taking him? Because
he can't take a yid. You can't take a guy who owns himself and make him an Eved Kanani.
Okay, so then that's a problem. So no matter how you answer it, how does he do it?
The answer is he never took himself because the guy took him.
But he never took himself.
But the Gemara asked the Kasha, and the Gemara answers that his captor is kind of his Ma'isi Yadayim. As soon as the first owner is Miyayish, the captor becomes his boss.
Is the captor doing this
Achriyish? Yeah, he captured him. He's working for the captor.
Well, he only becomes Achriyish after the guy realizes I'm not getting it back.
Again, meanwhile, the captor is working. Okay, how about if we give the Gemara 5 months? Okay, so let's give. Again, the Gemara will try. I'm not sure what's bothering you, but the Gemara will explain that maybe at the end you'll understand it. Don't think about ain't kind of the ma'isi yadav. I'm going to shlokish minayin levi kachav and shekana sevi kachav and lemaisi yadav. How do I go? A guy can own another guy for ma'isi yadayim, meaning he has an ownership that he owns his monetary rights. Shenamer v'gam ibnei atishav magar mimachem. From the people of that live in Eretz Yisrael, not from the seven nations. Mehem tiknu, you can buy avadim. Atam kainim mehem. You can buy avadim and make them 100% yours. Right, Rashi? Mehem tiknu. Ribuyahu. Duxiv la'el minay mehem tiknu avad rama. It says it twice. Duxiv asrei. Begabim be'az ha'shav ma'bogar mimokam. V'lishtoik. Why does that have to say? Again, mehem tiknu. To say, you can buy a guy from a guy. They can't buy a yid, and they can't buy another guy. The price continues. It says that you're telling me a guy can't buy a guy? So the Gemara brings a raya that they can. And the question is, make up your mind. You start off saying they can't own each other, and then you say they can own each other. They can't own his body that he should need a shtar shichrur. A guy cannot own a guy to the point that he needs a shtar shichrur. He owns his monetary rights. But if the eved runs away, it's over. And if he becomes a ger, he's a Jew. Meaning the guy does not control him only for monetary rights while he has him. And this is the end of the Braisa. Why? How do we know that a guy could own another guy for Maisi Dayim? The Pasuk says a guy can buy a Yid Tol Yovel, and he owns him L'Maisi Dayim. So if he can own a Yid Tol Yovel, a regular Yid, not an Eved, he can buy a Yid Tol Yovel. That means a guy can own a Yid L'Maisi Dayim. That's what the Pasuk says in Parshas Bahar, right? Nimkai l'mishpachas l'ger, l'eker mishpachas ger, there's a Pasuk there. Then he stays to Yovel. So he owns him l'maisi yadayim. So if he can own a yid l'maisi yadayim, for sure can own a guy l'maisi yadayim. So when this first owner gave up his yish, at that same time, and the Gemara is still going to elaborate on this, the guy is working with him, is kind of him, for maisi yadayim. So the Eved never gets a chance to acquire himself because he's working for somebody as his owner gives up hope. And therefore, he's acquired by the guy who then sells him to another Yid who acquires his Maisi Adayim. And then he can put him into the mikvah and acquire his goof as well because he's still an Eved Kanani. Rashi. Dr. Rashi. V'loyim kainim as echad mikem legufo sheitzorachim enu get. He should need a shtar shichrur. If a guy owns an Eved Kanani, it's not an Eved Kanani. A guy owns an Eved who runs away and becomes Jewish, he's a regular Yid. He's never owned by the guy. It's a monetary ownership which can be run away from. It's a pasuk in Parshas Bahar. Honey, Mealy, I become kind of Chavera. Fine. Look, can I have four more lines? Yeah. Five more lines. I think it'll help enlighten the Sugya. And again, I'm learning the Gemara like Rashi, other Rishayim argue. Frek the Gemara. The Hema, Honey, Mealy, Bekaspa. That tells me that a guy can acquire another guy for money. I will Bechazak Alai. How do I know that the guy can acquire an Eved Kanani, right, in this case, by working with him? You're telling me that the owner gave up hope, but instead of the Eved acquiring himself, he was being used by somebody else who takes over that kinyan of Maisi Adayim by ownership of his, by making him work. That means you're giving the guy ability to be kinda an Eved Kanani, not through money, the guy didn't pay for it, but by working him. Zakta Gemara, Amara Papa, Ani Mili Amin Amayav Tiru Basichain. What happens is, you see that a guy can acquire Bechazaka. The Torah said you can't take any land from Amon Amayev. And then the Torah turned around and said, you can capture the land of Amon Amayev from Sichon, who captured it from Amon Amayev. How was Sichon kind of? Did he pay for it? Did Sichon pay Amon Amayev for the land? No, he didn't. He took it. So we see that a guy has a kinyan chazaka. He can take something, and that becomes like a kinyan. Now, in the case of a guy stealing another guy for now, he can take that guy, he stole him. If the first owner gives up hope, he becomes his through chazaka. That shows you that a guy can acquire another guy by chazaka, like Sichon acquired it from Amon Amayev. How do I know that if he takes an Eved Kanani, Rashi learns, not a regular Yisroel, but an Eved Kanani, how do I know that he can acquire him by Chazaka? So the Gemara, it says that Vayavai Kanan and fought the Yisroel, and they captured one captive. Rashi tells us it was a Shifcha Kananis. And the Torah recognizes this as a legitimate captive. That means that the guy owned that Shifcha Kananis from Ma'isi Yadayim. How did it become his? Through war, they captured that one Shifcha. They did a chazak in her. They made her work. And they acquired her by the fact that whoever owned her before gave up hope. And the guy acquired her through the act of chazakah. So going back to our sugya, now we have all the facts on the table. We see that a guy can acquire an Eved Kanani through chazakah. And since the first owner gave up hope, it allows the guy to acquire him through the working of the Eved Kanani. Because if he doesn't acquire him, the Eved would acquire himself. But since he's working for the guy automatically acquires him through that kinyan chazakah, and he belongs to the guy. Now comes second yid, buys off that kinyan off the guy. That gives him a kinyan l'maisi adayim. Comes along he puts him in the mikvah, and he gets a kinyan agof, which is a complicated thing, but that's what Rashi learns. Puts him in the mikvah, and it becomes his kinyan agof. And he becomes a true Eved Kanani of the second yid. This is Rashi's way of learning. Yes, Rabbi Cohen.
Why was the war bothered? How did the second, the ransom people, how did they get him? Well, who cares?
Who cares? The Mishnah said it belongs to the second master.
How
did he acquire him? How does it belong to him?
I found him.
You didn't find him?
I said, why can't... Well, you know what? I have so many people talking. I'm sure you're listening.
I mean, you're having a hard time today. The fourth time I heard you say I'm talking now.
Yeah, I am. Sometimes when Rebbe interrupts, it's fine. When other people interrupt, it's very hard for me. I'm not like that genius, the other 10 people. But my bottom line is that if somebody finds an Eved,
the problem is you can't find an Eved. The Eved found himself before you found him.
I mean, in that case, is it 100% he is?
Again, machloikus.
What is he then?
Well, for sure owns his monetary rights. He owns his own monetary rights.
Oh, so then the ransom people would not be able to own his...
No, you can't take a guy who owns himself and make him an Eved Kanani. He's a Jew. He's an Eved Kanani. He's not a guy. Right? He's an Eved Kanani. He owns himself. How do you make him back into an Eved Kanani?
So the only way then that he could own him is only if the goy owned him.
If he belongs to someone. He has to belong to someone.
When the first fowls meet Miyayish, is Miyayish on both the goof and on the goof? That works on both?
That's a machloikus. I mentioned that yesterday, and I mentioned we'll have it today, and we'll have it a million times in the Masechta. Not a million times. We'll have it a number of times in the Masechta. If you mafku your Eved, does he still need a Shtar Shechor? Is it Machloikus? Rav and Rabbi Yechon say yes, and Shmuel says not.
Shechor gives him back his goof?
His Isser.
His Isser. So that makes him a full yid, doesn't
it? That makes him a full yid.
Whereas if you hold that...
If you hold, he still needs a Shtar Shichrur, that means he owns his own monetary rights without having thrown off his Hilchos Avadim vis-a-vis Isurim. He still can't marry a Jewish girl.
So when the second guy's titled him, he has to... We had a Gemara
in Yivamis. So there he has to be Mekabel Mitzvahs. Here he has Kabbalah Mitzvahs. This is the Chiddush of Rashi. You put him back in the mikvah, and he's not Mekabel any mitzvahs, but it makes him your kinyan agof. In Yevamos, we learned, as you tovel him, L'shem Avdus, two things happen. He gets the mitzvahs of an Eved Kanani, and you own his body. Here, he has the mitzvahs of an Eved Kanani already. So Rashi is being Mechadish here, that the act of Tvila makes the kinyan Ma'is Yadayim into a kinyan agof. This can only work. Well, we'll see later on. Let me just point out one thing. What? He cannot refuse. He can refuse him in a couple of mitzvahs. It's too late for that. He cannot refuse. Pashtus. Now, there's a chiddush here. And I mentioned this yesterday, and I tried to gloss it over, but it's not really fair for me to do that. Usually, Yish only works if the guy who picked it up after Yish. If I find something in the street that the owner doesn't know he lost yet, right, and you pick it up, and then he's Miyayish, Yish does not work. Yish only works to allow someone afterwards to pick it up. But it doesn't work if the guy picked it up before Yish. That's how Lochem Masechtas Bava Metzia. That Yish only permits somebody to own something if he picks it up after the owner withdrew. But if you pick it up before the owner withdrew, then Yish does not work.
Who owns it?
The original owner. Because it doesn't work. Now, he's still Mechuyev and Hashavas Aveda. You have to give it back to him. When you picked it up, you had an obligation to give it back. So you have an obligation to give it back. So the Kash is here. How could the guy be kind with the Yish? He took him before the Yish. That's the Kash of the Rishayim ask on Rashi. Zok the Bnei Yeshua. The Rashi learns that Yish and Avodim is not the regular Yish. Yish and Avodim is like Hefker. And Hefker works even after a guy picked it up. There's a difference between Yish and Hefker. If I lose my pen and I wasn't Miyayish, you find it, you can pick it up. If you took the pen and then I was Miyayish, it doesn't work. But if I made it Hefker, then it does work. Hefker is giving it away. Yish is just giving up. That only works that there's no Chiyav HaShavas HaVeda, and therefore the guy can pick it up. But if he picked it up beforehand, he cannot be kind of a Yish. That's the Gemara Bava Metzia. So Frank is reshaining him, how is this guy kind of the Eved L'maisi Yadayim? He took him before the owner was Miyayish. Zok the Bnei Yeshua. Therefore, they argue on Rashi, Pshat the Gemara. Bnei Yeshua says that Rashi holds that Yish by Avodim and by land is a Hefker. It's not the regular Yish that it is by movable objects. And I'm not going to get involved in the intricacies of that, but that's the Bnei Yeshua's answer. Therefore, I have learned here the last 2 days that when the owner gives up Yish in an Eved, it's like he was Mafker him. And the guy who has him acquires them automatically.
Maybe she needs something like Shafanoch. When you have flood,
then the Gemara shouldn't have said Lefnei Yish and Achar Yish. If you're right, then the Gemara would have never said Lefnei Yish. It's an automatic. Okay. Not what the Gemara said.
A guy took him.
Again, you know, reality is reality. I mean, I Baruch Hashem, I deal with a from Ilam that thinks that since there's a mitzvah to redeem him, the Yid will never give up hope in getting him. He got kidnapped by the Taliban in Afghanistan. There's a mitzvah to get him out, but the chances of getting him out are pretty remote. So you give up. Giving up is a reality. It's not based, sometimes it is, but sometimes I'm not getting him back. I gave up hope.
Is it you think you have it free?
If nobody has him, if the owner gives up on an Eved who happens to be lost somewhere, then the Eved acquires himself for money reasons, for monetary things. For other things, it's a machloikas.
You're talking about Isurim or something else?
Well, other things are Isurim. But there's only two parts to Eved. His money and his Isurim.
Meaning that he has to be a Yid. Is that what it comes down to?
Well, does he still have the restrictions of an Eved Kenani?
I see. That's part of the Isurim.
I'm not sure what you're driving at. When a guy owns an Eved Kenani, the Eved Kenani is monetarily his and has restrictions because he's called an Eved Kenani. That really has nothing to do with you. It's because he's an Eved Kenani. Now, the question is, when you gave up your monetary rights, How does he get the other part? He's still an Avakanani. How does the Yisurim go off? So one Mandiyamer says he still needs a Shtar Shichrur. And the other Mandiyamer says the minute he has the monetary rights are gone, the other things evaporate. Based on a pasuk. Let's make it up. Based on a pasuk. What the Gemara is saying here, according to Rashi, and again, it's complicated, and it's a lot of Rishonim learn differently, is that since the owner of the guy, since the guy, the captor, is working with this Eved Kanani, when the owner gave up hope, he automatically acquires his money before the Eved can acquire himself. And therefore, he now owns the Eved from Ma'aseh Yadayim, which he now transfers to the guy who redeemed him, who now owns the Eved from Ma'aseh Yadayim. Dunks him in a mikvah, now owns his Kinyan Isser also, his Kinyan Gopo.
The guy's thinking about Kinyanim over here. The guy's thinking about Kinyanim over here. Well, he went and he robbed, he stole him, right? What do you say? Oh, I'm now calling him. He said, I don't care about that. I'm not calling him. I don't care. He's working for me. What?
He's about now because he's working for
me. So that's the Shiloh. He's asking, there's no Kabbalah Kinyan. That's a good arrow. I think the guy wants to own him. He would like to own him before it.
There's not no gain to him if he owns him or not. He's working with as a...
That's not true. He'd like to own him. He would like to legally own him. Every guy would like to make it legal.
Why?
Why not?
Well, yeah. He's a pirate.
Yeah, a pirate would like to make it legal also. You know, there is a Shita in Taisus and other Rishayim that they learn that the guy is not kaina with Chazaka by working with him, the way I explained Rashi, which Rashi is going to say. But war is a kinyan. Forceful acquisition is an automatic kinyan. When Sichon conquers Ammon Umayyav, it became his, not because he went and did Chazaka in the land and built something or... which Rashi learns, but because he captured war. Capturing is a kinyan in itself. So therefore, when the first owner gives up rights, the fact that the guy captured him makes it his. That's Tyson's Ashita, Chiddush, that there's a kinyan called Kinyan Mochama. Rashi learns the war just meant he acted like an owner, and was kainet through the act of chazaka, like I would be kainet if I bought a land from somebody. The same thing with the Eved. The owner is kainet by working with the Eved. Tysus learns, the owner is kainet by capturing. Capturing is an act of kinyan in itself. Like Sichon captured Ammon, and it became his by Kibush Muhammad. Kibush Muhammad is a kinyan in itself. That's Tysus' Shita. And therefore, the difference is, the difference is, did you need an act of the Eved working for the guy, or is it just he captured him? It's like a war. That belonged to them from Avraham Avinu. That's the second time around. Rashi. Zok Rashi, Bekasva Dum Yadai Vekachav Mkaidi Yisrael Bekasav. It's in Mekasav Miknasai. The way a guy acquires a guy is the same the way a guy acquires a yid. Chazaka, good shavoi, a captor. Shehechzik boy v'kone becheskes yush k'shevkira rabbi. K'shevkiraish amenu. Notice Rashi says he was mafker him when he was miayish. Right. V'loy bekesav. I'm sorry. V'loy bekesav. I don't know how to be gairus here. Ashir Gairus Menu, drop the boy Bekesav. Chazaka Sha'avad Kanani Nikneba, Eshever Kanani Niknebai, Hainu Chazaka Shalavdus. So Rashi's explaining what Chazaka did the guy have in him. He worked for him. Obisha, he dressed him, and Eloi put on the shoes, or Chitza, he bathed him. The rabbi, because the tiny Bisha Niknes. He did Yisrael Kona Levi Kome Chazaka, Liska Shavadum the Kakos. granted a yid can acquire an ever kanadi bechazaka because he acquires a land that way. Doesn't a guy have to pay for land? The answer is that reveals to me that a guy can acquire land from his friend with chazaka. Rashi learns that the story of Sichon and Naaman Amayev is enlightening in how a guy can acquire a land from another guy. Without Naaman Amayev Tiro B'Sichon, you would think a guy cannot acquire a land unless he pays for it. He cannot do it through an act of chazaka like a yid can. Comes along the Torah and says Naaman Amayev Tiro B'Sichon, which tells me that the guy acquired it with chazaka. Again, notice Rashi calls Yish Hefker. You're not allowed to bother Mayav. How could it be? It was Mayav. Alma Tir Mayav B'Sichon. That we find in the Chumash. The messengers of Ne'aman told Yiftach. The Yid took away my land. We find that when they conquered Sichon. Sichon must have conquered it from Ne'aman. Then the Yidden captured it from him. It became purified. Right, Al Yadai, because they're not allowed to take from Amun Umayyav. They didn't take from Amun Umayyav. They took it from Sichon. That means it became Sichon's. How did it become Sichon's? Al Makanya
B'Chazaka.
Tiyar means it became pure.
What does that mean?
It was not allowed. While it was Amun Umayyav, you weren't allowed to take it.
Oh, purified for Yidden.
Because it belonged to Amun Amayev, and Yidden were not allowed to take anything from Amun Amayev. Came along Sichon, and took it away from Amun Amayev, and now Yidden can take it. They're not taking it from Sichon, from Amun Amayev, they're taking it from Sichon.
How did Bnei Israel become a brother to Pharaoh? What method?
Again, who said he owned them?
Well, I mean, you don't have to try.
It's fact. We worked for him.
Necessarily,
doesn't show a Kenyan.
I thought Rabbi said everybody wants to own things.
Again, he asked the question, how did Pari Kaina have, why didn't the Gemara bring a riot that a guy can be kind of something, Bechazaka, from the fact that Pari had Yidden Avadim? That was Rabbi Moshe's question.
Why do you have to come?
Why do we need Sichon? Why isn't Pari approved?
Maybe it is.
Why wouldn't the Gemara bring that?
Instead of what? Sichon?
Yeah. That's his question.
Because that was in the Haggadah, is that why? I'm saying
the Pasuk says they were Avdei Parai.
Right.
Sukkim also.
Is Sichon not a Pasuk?
Again, why did you need Sichon? Why didn't you say from Mitzrayim? That's his question. I don't understand.
Why is one better than the other?
It might not be better, but it's earlier.
Oh, that's why then.
That's
the question. It's earlier.
I'm sorry? Maybe. Even though by Goyim, I don't know if mountain terror changed things. Maybe that's an answer. My answer is, I don't know if Pharaoh ever owned them. It doesn't say he owned them. He worked them. By Sichon, it's clear that he owned it because we were allowed to take it. Sichon proves ownership. Pari doesn't prove ownership. Vayta Rashi. How do I know he can be kind and ever kanani with chazaka? But yesh bimenu shevi, with the karele shevi, we recognize the captivity that the Gaish army took away from Yidden. Shevi did yesh, mami no kanye b'chazaka. And it was a shivcha kanani. Rashi tells us, the captive they took was a ship
from Canaan.
Did
you do a Sharman Barabo?
I'm not at the Gemara yet. I was reading Rashi.
I'm sorry.
Don't think my right. Amar Rav Sharman Barabo, Amar Rav Yechalim. Eved Shibarach mi Beis HaSurim, Yatzel L'Cheiris. a guy who ran away, I'm sorry, an Eved Kanani, who ran away from captivity, from a Goyish captivity. He was captured by a guy. We call the guy's capture prison. It doesn't have to be a prison, but we're referring to when a guy captures an Eved Kanani as if the Eved Kanani is imprisoned. And if he runs away, so the halacha is, Yatza L'Cheres, he goes free. Owner was Miyayish from him. The guy doesn't have him anymore, so he acquires his money. He is now a free man vis-a-vis his monetary rights. Nobody has his kinyan by Yadayim. The guy might have had it, but he lost it as soon as the Eved ran away. For Loyaid, El Shekhaif and Israbi, because he'll get Shechor. But this guy still has a problem. He's still an Eved Kanani vis-a-vis marriage. So how does he get rid of that? So he goes to Bezin. It says Bezin. He can't marry a Jewish girl. He's an Eved Kanani. So he goes to Bezin. It says Bezin. I was captured. My owner gave up hope. I ran away from the guy. I need to get free. So the man, Bezin calls him his original master and says, listen, you are Miyayish. You can't have this Eved back. Write him a Shtar Shechrim. Let him be a complete Jew. We force his master to write a Shtar Shechrim. Because there's no Isser of freeing an Eved in this case. Because the Isser of freeing an Eved is if he works for you. He's not working for you anymore. He's gone. He's his own man monetarily.
Your
Miyayish made him a guy. He ran away from the guy. We're not worried about the guy. So he got his own kingdom, I see a diet. So the Isser of Loyla Mem Tavoidu that says you're not allowed to free Avadim doesn't apply to him anymore. He's not working for you anymore. He has restrictions. So Zakim Yechanan, Bethan will help him get rid of those restrictions.
Why do you need the first master?
Because he's the one that owned the Isurim. He's the one that got that kinyan. It's because of his ownership that the Eved Kanani has these halachas.
So the guy with the mammon, it was knocked off because
of Miyayish. Correct.
I mean, Yish can't help on the
Surin. That's Rabbi Yechanan Shita, correct.
It's one human being.
Yeah, but it's two parts.
There's two parts to the ownership. The monetary rights and the halachas of Eved Kanani that came
up. It's not the Adon, I own your halakha part. Halakha
you
part.
Created that halakha okay. part. It's part of your ownership.
Right.
And no, you own.
Then it leaves.
Again. The halakhas of an Eved Kanani vis-a-vis Isurim have to do because he's owned by somebody. The raya is, if he's owned by a kayan, he can eat truma.
Right.
That means it's because he's owned that he has certain halakhas of Isur and Heter. He's owned by somebody.
That was the impetus of how he became, how he has the Isurin. But
it's
now,
it's the wrong word anyway, but that's besides the point.
But now that he's not an Eved anymore.
He is an Eved!
When he ran away.
Just 1 minute, Corey, I have to.
Away,
I'm dealing with something.
When he ran away, he was creating his own.
Reborach.
No.
Reborach. That's a very good person you talk to, like Reborach Sorensky. Remember him?
Yes, Corey.
If a person loses a pen and he's Miyayish.
I can't hear you.
If a person loses a pen and he's Miyayish, and then he finds a pen, he's still able to keep the pen.
He's cut it again.
Why can't this guy take him, dunk him in the mitzvah, after Basin calls him to Basin, take him, dunk him in the mitzvah?
Because he found himself. If you lose your pen and I find it, you can't come and take it away from me. If you were Miyayish and I found the pen, and I now sport this pen, and I wave it around, you can't walk over and say, this is my pen. It was your pen.
You can't say that it's not fully not his anymore either because they're telling me he has to write a Shtar Shikro.
Again, because of the Kenyan Isser Shabbai. This is something I want to drive home because we're going to have this multiple times. When a guy buys an Eved Kanani, he becomes an owner of two parts of the Eved. His monetary, and he creates halachas of the Eved vis-a-vis the Rabbeinu Shloilem that come about because he's owned by Mr. Yid. That we call Kinyan Hagov, correct. Now, that we call it Kinyan Isser, Kinyan Hagov, call what you want to call it. Now, when he Miyayish, that only helps monetary rights. According to Rabbi Yochanan. We're going to have him on the Amid, it says not that way. But Rabbi Yochanan holds that when you're Miyayish and an Eved, all that does is take away his monetary obligations. You dropped his monetary obligation. He picked himself up. So he's kind to himself. Problem is, nobody released him from the Kinyan Isser. Those Isurim that came about because he was owned by another Yid. That Hefka can't remove. Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan says, we need to get a paper, Shtar Shichur. So Bezin will intervene to get him that Shtar Shichur, because he can't marry. He can't marry now. Who's he supposed to marry? Can't marry a Jewish girl. And Rashi Shita later on is he can't marry a Shifcha either, because he's already partially free. Tosfos learns you could marry a Shifcha. But we don't want him to stay in heaven. He's free already. He's working for himself. He owns a business already. He's buying Maftu Yaina.
So the master says, I'm not doing it.
Bezin forces him. What happens anytime Bezin forces somebody, the guy doesn't want
to
do it.
Bezin will force him to give away that part?
Yes. Ida is an Isser to free in heaven. Tyrus says you're not allowed to free in heaven. The answer is, you're not working with him anymore anyway. It doesn't apply. Tyrus says, well, you ain't working with him anymore. That happened.
Why should it be an answer to give up hope?
Is reality. You can't make a guy not give up hope. I mean, again, you can give him most of your shmooz. You can tell him, you punish him to koyachu. You know, I will call him our Mashiach. He'll give him a schmooze. He'll be gewaldig. And I'm not trying to belittle it. It's true. The Rebbeinu is a kol yachol. But reality is, people do give up hope. No. No. Yes, you got a question?
Yeah, why does Mason force the master to give him a...
Because here is a free guy walking around monetarily, and he's restricted. Why should he stay with these restrictions?
I assume because
the owner didn't have years, so... He did have years! We're talking about he had years. If he didn't have years, then he wouldn't be free.
And the other thing was, what is the mechanics of years? Is just a thought in a person's mind, or
does he have to say the words or have a thought? I don't know. It's just I lost them. I give up hope. Listen, my daughter was in New York years ago. She dropped her wallet with $300 in it. Really, a little less than $300. Right? We were Miyayish. A wallet lost from Miyayish. Somebody noticed in a paper, one of these flyers, somebody said, found wallet. Contact. So we contacted. It was my daughter's wallet. We identified it with the exact amount of money. But he's not mechuyev to give it back to him. I told him, you're not mechuyev to give it back. I was miyayish. I gave it both. It's yours. So he said he went to his Rav. Baruch Hashem, it was like 2 weeks before Shana. He went to his Rav. And his Rav told him he could do one of three things. He can try to give it back, even though he's not mechuyev to as a present. Or he can keep it. Or he can do a tzedakah with it. He has three choices. He decided to try to give it back. It was helped that it was 2 weeks before Rosh Hashanah. You know, people were in the mode. So, so he gave it back. What? But I gave up hope. What were the chances of me of finding that wallet that was dropped?
You were in square. Weren't you?
In square, would I have given up hope?
That's where it happened.
No, it wasn't. It was in Borough Park. Again, but it's a wallet without a simmon.
Why is there a wire?
She had nothing in there except $270-some cash. I gave her $300 cash. She spent some money over the store, and she hadn't left, and she dropped her wallet. I don't know. This is what happened. I gave up hope.
The wallet was
a simon? Nah, it was, you could have 100 wallets like this. It didn't have a name. Happened to be the guy who asked me to identify the wallet. So my daughter identified the wallet, and I don't know what it looks like. But it wouldn't have been a Simmon because it was not a unique wallet. It was a wallet you buy in a store, and 100,000 people can have the same wallet.
She knew exactly how much money she had?
She didn't. She knew she had 270 something.
Well, what a story, Ricky.
You're Elvick.
It would be
the money is long spent.
They
have in New York, they have from papers. They send out, and if you found something you want to return it, they for free provide a service called Hashavas Aveda.
I found a $50 bill and I go to Baltimore. I don't know what to do with it. Because I'm not on the floor. So I left with my share put aside a large sum of money. Found somebody identified they lost the $50.
Again, I don't know if you were quick to give it back, but it's a nice thing to do. Yeah.
Why wouldn't you?
Because Rabbim go there. You know, it's not so simple. I mean, a shul might be different. Rab Yehud, right, for people are from. They wouldn't take money. So you're not Miayish. It's a silent pastor, you are Miayish. In a public place, you're usually Miayish.
A lot of times you don't know where you lost it.
Well, obviously he knew he lost it and killed this guy. He came and identified it. I lost $50. Anyway, Dr. Gemara right. Dr. Gemara. V'yamar t'na. Shimon Gamliel leimer ben kach ben kach yishtabit. V'yamar Reb Shimon Gamliel. V'yamar Reb B'chon Amar B'yachin. Kol mokum v'shashan Reb Shimon Gamliel v'shneseinu. Halonga k'maitzai. Chutz mi'arev v'tzidon v'ray achreina. B'yachin says that any place in Shas where Reb Shimon Gamliel was mentioned, we paskin like him, except three places. One is the Shaila of Arev. It's a certain kind of guarantor. Can you go to the guarantor before you go to the borrower? Whatever the machlokes is there, we paskin like Reb Shimon Gamliel. Tzidon is a story that happened in the city of Sidon, and somebody made a condition and a get, but she has to return the coat, and she wants to return the money of the coat. Is that considered keeping the condition? Machloikis, we don't paskin like Reb Shimon Gamliel. And Rayach Reina means there are two cases of Machloikis, Reb Shimon Gamliel and the Rabbanon, about proofs in Bezin. In the second case, the Rayach Reina, the second case of Raya, we don't paskin like Reb Shimon Gamliel. Every other place in Shas, we paskin like Reb Shimon Gamliel. It means according to Reb Yechon, we paskin in our Mishnah like Reb Shimon Gamliel. Now, if you learn like Abaya, Reb Shimon Gamliel was before Yish. So there's nothing to do with the previous statement of an owner being Miyayesh that we force him to write a Shtar Shichur. But according to Rava, the Mishnah is talking about after Yish. And Reb Shimon Gamliel says that we made a takona that you cannot, even if he's redeemed L'Shem Ben Chayrin, he goes back to being an Eved. Because we don't want Gayim. Two, we don't want Avadim to throw themselves to the mercy of Goyim. Again, so how over here, why do we say that the Eved keeps himself? We just say that Takana kicks in. We don't want Avadim to run away from their master. We should make him go back and work for the first master. That same Takana should kick in. Frekta Gemara, Bishlam elabayim ukelo lahaylif ne yish vay lacha yish. Before yish, we paskin like Reb Shimon Gamliel. After yish, we paskin that he goes free. Reb Yechanan says we paskin like Reb Shimon Gamliel. Reb Shimon Gamliel says that Yish doesn't make a difference because we don't want Avadim to run away. And here, the Eved ran away, right? It got captured, and then we say he goes free. What happened is Hakon of Chizkiya that we don't want Avadim to do this. And for the Gemara, Amalach Rava, time in my mission to Chizkiya, Bereach Shaini. The guy who ran away from the Goyim is obviously a different kind of story. Because this guy is obviously very unhappy by the Goy. The Raya is, he put himself in danger. The guy catches him, he kills him. You run away from a guy, he kills you. It's like in the South. When a slave escaped, they killed him. And therefore, the fact that he's running away from the Goy means he didn't get himself captured. You're afraid that he does it as a trick. Not this guy, because look at the way he's acting by the guy's house. For him, there's no reason to make a takana. The guy who ran away from his captor obviously didn't put himself into the captor's thing. You don't play around with that. You don't say, let me get captured and I'll run away. He might get killed also. The fact that he ran away from his captor shows us that this was totally something he didn't want. And therefore, the takana of Chizkiya does not apply. I know I'm going to ask questions, but let's do Rashi first. Can we do Rashi? I'd love to do Rashi.
Did he want people to redeem him?
The fact that he ran away, it's showing that he wasn't doing this as a ploy to get people to redeem him. He couldn't handle this. I knew this would. I knew you would ask this. I could have predicted this. So let's do Rashi. Menisurin, Evet Kanani Sheishar Shenishba, Obarach Menasurim Shavik Chachami ran away from the guy. Yatzal the Chayes when he stabbed the rabbi and he doesn't have to work for his master. Chayesul Beget Latiru Bat Yisrael, so he should marry a Jewish girl. Am Rabbi Yechonin Kamok, Makasha Rabbi Yechonin. The Talam Bat Yisrael, listen. Kedei Lotzis Medei Gayasas, to run away from these Goyim. Shabarech Menisurim, V'yadei Shemisigu Yoharek. So Rashi's telling us, I knew you would ask this, I could have predicted this. The Eved who's running away from this guy didn't let himself get captured. You don't let yourself get captured from somebody that you can't be by, even temporarily. And the reason you can't be by him is you're willing to die, take a chance of death, rather than remaining there. Now, if your whole ploy is to get yourself redeemed, then you're not running away from him. You'll wait it out. Obviously, you can't wait it out. That's not what's happening here. I'll answer the question for you. Maybe he thought the guy was nicer, and therefore he let himself get captured so that he should redeem him. But he got by the guy, he said it wasn't picnic. So now he runs away. That's what I thought. That's what you're asking.
No, but where do we see at all that he was
Borea? Says, Eved Shebarach. That was the case of Rabbi Yechonim. Eved Shebarach Mibes Asurim. That was the case.
That's not the case of our...
That's why it's not like our Mishnah. But when I prepared this, I said, Avraham Cohen's going to ask me, maybe he ran, he would run away. He thought the guy was nicer, and he found out the guy's not so nice.
No, that's sorry. I'm not taking care of that.
Again, the fact that he's running away and putting his life on the line, this wasn't a plot.
Right, yeah. Maybe just this thing, this question, they'll be
friends of guys. Doesn't say that you're adding in the Chizkiya. That you're adding in the Chizkiya.
I might be jumping the gun. When a Jew sells a Zevet Etrani to a goy,
not allowed to. Not allowed to.
At some point,
he's not allowed to.
I heard years ago, I think from my grandmother, if the Zevet Etrani doesn't abide by the Jewish rules, he has to get rid of him.
Again,
and the way he gets rid of him is selling
to a goy. Hold your thing. We're getting to the area.